A very big aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I've been thinking a lot about consciousness and frequencies, energy fields, awareness, and how they all work together. Now, there's many levels of consciousness, but I think we probably should try to dwell on the word consciousness. And it's been interesting as I looked at how many people have different ideas, awareness of the word consciousness, because consciousness is considered to be awareness. Now, we are conscious beings. Human beings are conscious beings. And then there's the spirit. And how does spirit work with consciousness? Spirit, your essence, that part of you that has been and always will be with you, that works through your soul, your individual soul. There are many levels of consciousness. Some basic levels are mind consciousness. Now, in the mind consciousness, of course, you have subconsciousness. And according to Jung and some others, your conscious awareness, your higher consciousness, your collective unconsciousness, many levels in just the mind consciousness. And then there's the soul consciousness. And that's the one that is aware. The soul is aware and allows your spirit to interact with your body. And there's spirit consciousness. Now, all of those make up you. When your body drops, of course, that particular body consciousness is not quite there. The ego personality is dropped. But many people do believe that your consciousness continues with your mind. In near-death experiences, we see this, where the person's laying there and they see themselves laying in a hospital bed or laying in a bed dying, and they see it in the conscious observer state. So let's just talk about the observer. I call it the objective observer. I have always felt that the objective observer is a wonderful way to be able to go to a place where you're not engaged in emotional turmoil, where you can see what's going on from a higher level, and that you can reach in a state of meditation. The objective observer has a home that you can develop a relationship with at the same time. That part of you that knows your higher self. It's not your body, it's not your brain, but it is that part of you that can observe life. It's a remote viewing site, a way to view what's going on. And it's been used by many forms, many groups of people in many ways. Visualization is an example. You use your higher consciousness to visualize things. You also can do psychic and remote viewing. And it is possible, and some people really work very closely with this. But I think the most valuable thing you can do with this objective observer is find a way in meditation to go to that place that is aware, the observer state, that can indeed give you so much information and a higher viewpoint of what's really going on in your life. Because your conscious mind can direct your higher conscious mind to go to that state of the objective observer. To be aware is a major part of the value of meditation. You're aware of how you feel, how you're sitting, how you're breathing, how you're being. So you have this waking consciousness. You have a consciousness that actually works during sleep and dreaming. And you have transcendent consciousness. You have cosmic consciousness. You have God consciousness. And you have beyond God consciousness, this amazing unity consciousness. And this transcendent consciousness is a wonderful state. Often that transcendent consciousness is just above the level of the objective observer, absolute silence and bliss and beingness. Have you experienced that? Nirvana. Right? This is the part that you start to have these realizations. You realize the illusions, you realize the part of you that has been in Maya, and then you transcend that into a beautiful state that is a clear consciousness, their nirvana consciousness. It doesn't last, but it's a beautiful place to be. Feels very good. And it can recharge you, and it can give you a great perspective. And then there's cosmic consciousness. I love cosmic consciousness. When you get used to being in that nirvana state, they then also can develop and be open to the idea of having universal consciousness, oneness with the whole universe, oneness with the cosmos, letting go of the ego, merging with the highest force of light and love, a transforming state that is just absolutely life-changing. The whole, the Atman. And then there's the God conscious state, the one that is the deepening of the bliss, the merging with that energy. The absolute merging of God consciousness merges you and that one source of light and love. Nothingness, everything, all there. And from that place, there is no separation. There's only oneness. So let's just take a breath and let's just observe some of those states of consciousness. Let's breathe and feel how we feel if we become aware of our beingness. We become aware from a higher perspective of our body. And we view how we feel in our head, in our energy field there, in our mind. Are we allowing our mind to be still? To just be still. And know that you are God. Can you allow that energy field to expand to your whole body, to your throat, to your heart of hearts, to your wonderful chakra and your third chakra and your whole body and all that energy field of your emotions and your second chakra. And allowing those chakras to align from the base of your spine and your root chakra so that they all are aligned in pure heavenly energy field. Just allow yourself to be here now. allowing the light of protection, your armor of protection, to go 6 feet up above you, 6 feet out on either side of you, 6 feet in front of you and in back of you, 6 feet below you. And now you are in this conscious field of light. Go to that place within your soul, to the objective observer. Be still in that lovely place of light. Breathe it in. Feel the energy of light filling your entire consciousness, expanding your entire awareness till you're connecting with the light that is the source of light. Feel that alignment of the highest light to your soul light, to your objective observer, to your awareness, to your body, mind. And just breathe it in and feel bliss. Feel the bliss of being. Just be bliss. Feel good. And from this wonderful state, imagine that you are in a certain alignment with the highest frequency. You're resonating with your soul. You're resonating with the soul of the world, with the highest souls. You're resonating and in tune with the one energy that brings us all together in oneness and peace. And just allow yourself to absorb that wonderful energy. Be renewed, be restored, be aligned, and be aware of what your frequency is like, your energy field. Plug into the source of that one energy field, the source of all, and allow it to completely charge all of your consciousness. Be it, believe it, become it, accept it, and just dwell here for a moment, knowing the gift of consciousness, and slowly come back, slowly return to your soul, that objective observer, and allow yourself to come back to your mind, to your body, to your emotions, and just be aware of how you feel now. Do you feel good? Allow yourself to feel that goodness of that energy from the one source of all. And now slowly return and allow yourself to come out of meditation. And write down anything you may have observed, any energy field, any frequency, any alignment that you wish to bring back. And by doing this, you are making that bridge from your highest point within, that bridge from that highest point down to your brain, and through your brain to what you write down, and making that bridge an open bridge you can easily align with at any time you wish to. I thank you so very much for joining me in this beautiful journey within. May you always find that peace, that light, and that love of the highest consciousness that you can connect with there within you.